Democratic leaders in the House chose national security as their top priority to begin their first 100 hours of action promised by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Half the 9/11 Commission recommendations have been implemented, while the rest became bogged down in partisan wrangling in last year's Republican-led Congress. One of the most ambitious proposals in the House legislation is a measure requiring the Transportation Security Administration to screen all air cargo. Congressman Benny Thompson, a Mississippi Democrat, is chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
This bill requires TSA to create a system of inspections to ensure that 100% of the cargo shipped on passenger planes is screened within 3 years.
The legislation would increase port security, take steps to prevent nuclear material from falling into the hands of terrorists, provide money to improve emergency workers' communications equipment, and distribute more federal aid to states based on risk instead of population. It would also expand diplomacy by means of increased U.S. government broadcasts, economic and trade incentives, and exchange programs. A number of Republicans expressed their opposition to certain provisions of the bill, including the requirement that all air cargo be screened, a proposal they argued is unworkable and could shut down commerce and cost billions of dollars. Congressman Harold Rogers is a Kentucky Republican.
The ideas and proposals contained within this bill are overly costly and draconian, even. It's an effort by the new Democrat majority to look aggressive on Homeland Security. This bill will waste billions and possibly harm Homeland Security by gunning up progress already underway.
Other Republicans criticized the Democratic majority for limiting debate on the measure. At a hearing across the Capitol, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, said he hopes the Senate would do its part to enact the 9/11 recommendations in the coming weeks.
My hope is that in the next few weeks, by the end of the month, we will report out a piece of legislation that will take steps forward to adopt some of the unadopted, unimplemented, or inadequately implemented parts of the 9/11 Commission report.
But the fate of the legislation in the Senate, where Democrats hold a two-seat majority, remains unclear. Senate Republicans are opposed to a number of recommendations in the 9/11 Commission report. Senator Susan Collins is the top Republican on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
Not every single recommendation should be enacted. For example, the Commission recommended that the Department of Defense, rather than the CIA, be the lead agency for directing and executing paramilitary operations. The DOD, the CIA, and many experts opposed that recommendation, and Congress did not adopt it. And I think some of the members of the 9/11 Commission would agree that perhaps we did make the right decision in that area.
Among those testifying before the committee were several members of the 9/11 Commission, including former Congressman Timothy Romer, who underscored the importance of the Commission's recommendations on expanding U.S. diplomacy in the Arab world. The war on terrorism, he said, is also a war of ideas and a war for hearts and minds. It is a war, he continued, that the United States must win.
The time period for radicalized terrorists between alienation, radicalization, and detonation is shrinking. More and more young people may be signing up for Al-Qaeda. The United States needs to have a compelling message to counter that trend.
Also testifying at the hearing was New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who criticized the way federal anti-terrorism funds are distributed. He said his city has been shortchanged compared with other cities.
And I think it's fair to say that both the administration and Congress share the blame for the politicalization of Homeland Security funding. For the sake of New York City and the sake of our nation, I hope you stop writing politically derived formulas into Homeland Security's bills. Instead, you should give the Department of Homeland Security complete flexibility to allocate 100% of Homeland Security grants according to risk, threat and return on investment.
The co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission, former Congressman Lee Hamilton, urged the Senate to approve the rest of his panel's recommendations. Deborah TVA News, Capitol Hill.